countryman says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Good old tomatoes and homemade wine and country boy can.
And thanks for tuning us in here at the Trump Phenomenon on December 4th, 2019. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next hour. You might go on the air yourself if you call 800-313-9443. And that's our call-in. It'll connect you directly to Round Rock, Texas, where the spectacular Republic Broadcasting Network engineers will take your call and relay it to me up here in North Dakota. Beautiful sunny day today. And really, you know, it feels warm. It was in the low 30s, which feels really nice when there's no wind and it's sunny, and snow on the ground. It's really almost t-shirt weather. Don't be fooled by what it looks like on the on paper there. It's wonderful up here. Anyway, let's see, what all can we do as housekeeping here? You've got the phone number, the date, and the topic, of course, is the Trump phenomenon. And the event today at Center Stage was the hearing of the House Judiciary Committee, chaired by Jerry Nadler. And wow, I watched as much of that as I could today. It was so hard to take. It was a laugher. It was sickening. It was beautiful when some of the heroes testified. Let me list some of those heroes. I got a new hero today out of this group. There are quite a few more Democrats than Republicans on the Judiciary Committee, which gave them too much time. Really doesn't seem very proportionate, the makeup of this committee. But in any event, there were here are some of the heroes. Doug Collins, boy, was he wonderful. Georgia Republican and the ranking member. He would be the chairman if Paul Ryan hadn't blown the Republican majority in the House. Who else was great? Louis Gohmert of Texas. This is the Hall of Heroes here. Jim Jordan of Ohio. John Ratcliffe of Texas. Matt Gaetz of Florida. Boy, we got some good ones on this committee. Andy Biggs of Arizona. Debbie Lesko of Arizona. And here's a new one for me. Greg Stube of Florida. Listen to this. I'll play a little clip of his, I think, in a moment. Then, of course, the bad guys. The contrast between the demon rats, I call them demon rats, and obviously that's a term of opprobrium. But they deserve it. There is such a contrast when the camera shifts from this heroic group of Republicans to this row of demon rats. It's on their faces. It's in their eyes. These are bad people. There's just no two ways to cut it here. They are bad people. And some of the bad ones today, and there were some winners here. Jerry Nadler of New York, the chairman. Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas. Oh, boy, she, as the president says, boy, there's a beauty. Let's see, who are some of the other ones here? Ted Deutch of Florida. What a piece of work. Hakeem Jeffries of New York. Oh, my goodness. David Cicilline of Rhode Island. I don't know who I would put in the first place as the most disgusting. David Cicilline is one of my nominees for most disgusting. And one of the ways I would rank most disgusting is the smirk on the face. That to me is one of the tells on a really, really evil person, that smirk that they have. And on the smirkometer, David Cicilline can only be surpassed by the next one, Eric Swalwell of California. Wow, that he pins out the smirkometer. Let's see, some other really bad ones here. Oh, here's a guy besmirching the name of Jamie Raskin of Maryland. He's a bad one. Here's one. Pramila, or maybe she says Pramila, Jayapal of Washington State. I'll go with Pramila Jayapal. That's a Hindi name, I'm assuming. Some other winners here. Oh, let's see. Oh, there's some bad. Lucy McBath of Georgia. Ooh, gee. Oh. Don't get caught in a dark alley with her. And so they're all really bad. About 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more Democrats than Republicans. Anyway, let's play one of my new heroes, Greg Stube. I hope I'm not mispronouncing his name, of Florida. Fairly young guy, a new congressman. And let's listen to him. He may be new to you as well. I hope this clip, I've got a clip here that's just a couple minutes long. I hope this works. Hang on. He's got like a real short, trimmed beard and mustache. Very handsome guy, red tie.
It's January of this year, and on the very first day of my swearing in, a Democrat in my class called for the impeachment of the president on day one, using much more colorful language than I would ever use. Since then, this committee focused on the Mueller report and the Russia collusion theory. We all sat and listened to Mr. Mueller state unequivocally that there was no evidence that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. So that didn't work for the Democrats. So they then changed their talking points and moved to the obstruction of justice theory. The president obstructed justice. And that.
Now, let me interrupt. Pardon me. Mr. Stube, Greg Stube of Florida, who is he talking to? He's facing this panel of this disgusting panel of, I don't know what you would call them, expert witnesses that Nadler and the Demon Rats brought in. Not fact witnesses, but law professors. Are you kidding? So we got to spend all day with disgusting law professors. Now, by the way, the smirkometer, I'm going to have to recalibrate the smirkometer when I go to these people. And I'll get their names for you in just a second, especially the first one. The first two, boy, they blow the smirkometer right off the dial. The first guy's name, let me remember his first name. It's Noah, and his last name is going to come to me in a second here. Noah, hang on. The second one, and he teaches at Harvard. Competing with him for the most colossal smirk is Carlin. I forgot her first name. Professor Carlin from Stanford. Noah Feldman is the first one. The third one, remember his last name. But now that's who he's talking to. And these people, all day we had to listen to these SOBs. And I'll tell you, some people commented, watching these law professors all day must have given an awful lot of parents the thought, I'm changing, I'm not sending my kids to law school, not if they're going to be in the hands of these creeps like this. Let's go for engineering or something other than law school. And by the way, I think this is probably the way law school is going right now, these people. But let's listen to a hero here, Mr. Stuby. He's talking to them, and you can tell he's not real happy with them.
That fizzled. Then after coordinating with Chairman Schiff's staff, a whistleblower filed a complaint based completely on hearsay and overhearing other people that weren't on a phone call talk about a phone call between two world leaders, which led to the Intel Committee so-called impeachment inquiry, which violated all past historical precedent, denied the president basic due process rights and fundamental fairness by conducting the so-called inquiry in secret without the minority's ability to call witnesses, and denied the president the ability to have his lawyers cross-examine witnesses, a right afforded to President Clinton and every defendant in our justice system, including rapists and murderers. The Republicans on this committee have repeatedly
including rapists and murderers. But it gets better, folks. This guy, I'm assuming he is himself an attorney, from what he says about himself in just a moment. Including rapists and murderers, afforded more protection of rights than the President of the United States. He expands on that.
Requested all evidence collected by the Intel Committee. As we sit here today, we still don't have the underlying evidence that we've been requesting. Again, a right afforded every criminal defendant in the United States. So instead, we sit here getting lectures from law professors.
Getting lectures from law professors. Smarmy. Smirking. Know-it-all. I'm better than you. I'm morally superior to you. These people were turds, but their stance was, I'm better than you. I know the history of your country. Whoever these professors were, their people were trying to assassinate czars back when my people were founding this country. And they're going to tell me the thinking of John Adams and Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson. They're going to tell me and my people what the moral import is of my people? Oh, you talk about your people that were trying to assassinate czars or raising Karl Marx.
About their opinions. Their opinions, not facts. I guess the Democrats needed a constitutional law refresher course. The Republicans don't. Mr. Chairman, you have acknowledged, and I quote, the House's, quote, power of impeachment demands a rigorous level of due process. Due process means the right to confront witnesses against you, to call your own witnesses, and to have the assistance of counsel. Those are your words, Mr. Chairman, not mine.
Now, he's looking over at this despicable Chairman Jerry Nadler. He's quoting Nadler, who made all kinds of comments opposing the impeachment of Bill Clinton 20 years ago when he weighed about 600 pounds. He's lost a little weight since then. So Stuby's addressing Nadler.
What are you afraid of? Let the minority call witnesses. Let the president call witnesses. Clinton alone called 14 witnesses to testify. Let the president's counsel cross-examine the whistleblower. Let the president's counsel cross-examine the intel staff who colluded with the whistleblower. In your own words, those are the rights that should be afforded to the president. Rights every criminal defendant is afforded. Even terrorists in Iraq were afforded more due process than you and the Democratic majority have afforded the president. I know, because I served in Iraq, and I prosecuted terrorists in Iraq, and we provided terrorists in Iraq more rights and due process in the Central Criminal Court of Iraq than you and Chairman Schiff have afforded the president of the United States.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? That's one of the all-time moments of congressional testimony. Incredible. And you should have seen the look. Boy, that wiped a smirk off of those faces. When this Iraq veteran who prosecuted Iraqi jihadi terrorists afforded them. They're not American citizens, and they're not in the United States, and they're not under the jurisdiction of U.S. courts. But he, as a real American, unlike these SOBs that were testifying, I don't consider them Americans. I don't consider Noah Feldman to be an American. I don't consider Professor Carlin to be an American. And I'll remember the third name in a moment. These are enemies of the people. These are the people that run the law schools. They control these things. No wonder this is happening to us. They've taken over what their people call the commanding heights. What's his face in Chicago? What was his name? Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky. Take over the commanding heights. Infiltrate the institutions. Commence the march through the institutions. It's all very well planned and executed. And these people are going to tell me what my second cousin, George Washington, was thinking. He's my second great-great-great-grandfather, not yours. He's no relation to you, Miss Carlin or Mr. Feldman. No relation at all. Don't you tell me what my ancestors think. Or don't you moralize as to what their expectations of me should be. And they were saying that today. They were telling us, real Americans, real Americans. Let's listen more to a real American, Mr. Stuby.
No collusion, no obstruction, no quid pro quo, no evidence of bribery, except opinion. No evidence of treason, no evidence of high crime or misdemeanors. We have a bunch of opinions from partisan Democrats.
A bunch of opinions from partisan Democrats. That's all we had. Really left-wing Democrats who hate America. They and their people hate America and want to destroy it. And they're doing a damn good job.
We have stated from day one that they want to impeach the president. And not on this theory, but on multiple other different theories. The American people are smarter than your ABCs of impeachment that you've had on the screen that were laid out today. And it's extremely demonstrative of your lack of evidence, giving you called law professors to give their opinions and not fact witnesses to give their testimony today to be cross-examined and the rights afforded to the President of the United States. Mr. Chairman, when can we anticipate that you will choose a date for the minority day of hearings?
Now, here's another golden moment that's coming up. So keep that thought. Mr. Stuby, he's a new hero for me. What's his first name? Was it? I lost it. Mr. Stuby of Florida. He's asking a question of chairman, and we're using the term loosely. We have to think of that. When you talk about Jerry Nadler, think of the term chairman as chairman of the Politburo or chairman of the CP, Communist Party of China, Chairman Mao. Think of Lavrenti Beria when you think of Jerry Nadler and these law professors. They're not professors of law. They're not professors of American law. They're not professors of British common law. They're not professors of my law, my people's law, the law that my ancestors bled, died, worked, and struggled for. These are interlopers who invaded our country, took over our law schools, and are now brainwashing our children if we're dumb enough to send them into these law schools that charge $70,000 a year tuition. We'll be right back.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like it should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I've been thinking about our fortune, and I've decided that we're really not to blame. For the love that's deep inside us now is still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down.
And now, I'm going to start out. We were listening to Mr. Stubbe. Let's finish his clip. And then I'm going to go to this piece of work, Noah Feldman, who's a professor of law at Harvard. And which, by the way, my ancestors founded Noah. It was one of my ancestors who donated the land, part of the land that you were drawing your, what is your salary? $250,000? And what are the other perks? My people founded Harvard. Your people took it over. And we'll listen to Noah Feldman in just a moment. But now, let's listen to a hero, Stubbe. Here he is. We had him just a second ago. Here he is. We'll continue. He's just got another few seconds.
Mr. Chairman, I'm asking you a question.
Oh, he's asking Nadler a question. He's trying to make a motion. He's trying to seek recognition. Nadler, the Bolshevik, Lavrenti Beria Nadler, wouldn't recognize the Republicans when they made privileged motions which he's required to recognize. He wouldn't accept points of order. He wouldn't let them speak. He wouldn't answer questions. The Republicans on this committee do not know what the schedule of the committee is. They don't have any idea what Nadler's going to do. He won't tell them. Folks, this is Bolshevik. This is not America.
When can we anticipate that you will choose a date for the minority day of hearings?
The gentleman is recognized for the purpose of questioning the witnesses, not for colloquy with colleagues.
In other words, I won't talk to you. He's recognized for purposes of questioning the witnesses, but you can't ask me a question. I'm Jerry Nadler. Got that, little boy? I'm Jerry Nadler. And if we took over this country, we'd line you up against the wall the way we lined up the czar and his family in the basement. That's where Jerry Nadler's going. I'm not going to answer your question. Who are you? This is their concept of power, of control, of authoritarianism. They don't believe in this republic. They don't believe in the ideas of my ancestors at all. Listen, there's another second of here as Nadler cuts off the hero Stubbe.
Well, then I'll do that after my time. I yield the remainder of my time to Mr. Ratcliffe.
So, smart thinking by Stubbe quickly. Rather than yielding the microphone back to the SOB Nadler, he had a few seconds left on the clock. He yielded it to another hero, Congressman Ratcliffe of Texas, who also scored great points for our people. But now, let's go to the other side. Let's go to Noah Feldman. Listen to this guy's voice. This guy, now just so you get the picture, he's a lookalike. I don't know if you're old enough to remember Danny Kaye, but this guy could be Danny Kaye's stand-in, a younger Danny Kaye. And on the smirkometer, off the dial. Listen to him. While my people were founding Harvard, my pilgrim ancestors, whatever his ancestors they weren't trying to assassinate the czar. They were successfully assassinating czars and other European leaders, attempting to overthrow their countries, as they have now overthrown ours.
That the president might abuse the power of his office for personal benefit, to corrupt the electoral process and ensure his reelection, or to subvert the national security of the United States. High crimes and misdemeanors are abuses of power and of public trust connected to the office of the presidency. On the basis of the testimony and the evidence before the House, President Trump has committed impeachable high crimes and misdemeanors by corruptly abusing the office of the presidency.
Hey, you SOB, who asked you? Who asked you, you punk? And that's what the whole day was. No fact witnesses. This guy he's not a witness to anything. He has no fact of any kind. There wasn't a single fact in the entire damn hearing today. I don't care what your opinion is, Commissar Feldman. There's still a little of America left, buddy, and we're going to defend it against you.
Specifically, President Trump has abused his office by corruptly soliciting President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine to announce investigations of his political rivals in order to gain personal advantage.
We'll be right back.
Men started crying. Manners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be.
We're back here, folks. Thanks for joining us. I was subjecting you to the obnoxious voice of Noah Feldman there. I just looked him up. Noah Feldman, he does look like he is a young punk. He's 49 years old. He is divorced from his Korean wife, and the it's pretty hard to read his read about him. Let's go to this is one that I saw. I tuned in when I saw Matt Gaetz dressing down Pamela, that's her first name, Carlin. Her ancestors were also trying to, no, successfully assassinating czars when my ancestors were founding this country and defending it. She's going to tell me. She's going to tell me what my ancestors left to me. No, Pamela, I don't think so. And apparently, Matt Gaetz, wonderful patriot from the 1st Congressional District of Florida, G-A-E-T-Z, he's one of the good ones. He was outraged at Pamela Carlin, and I didn't get to hear. She apparently made fun of or took a jab at little, well, he's not little now, but he's young, Barron Trump, Donald Trump's youngest son and Melania's son. And Gates clobbered her. I don't know what she said that set Gates off. I'm going to read the article right now. Now, I don't know if this is a lying article or not. It's in the New York Post. But let's see here, which I think Murdoch owns. I'm not sure. An expert witness in Wednesday's House Judiciary Committee impeachment hearing riffed on the name of the president's teen son, Barron, drawing a swift and forceful rebuke from the Trump campaign. Quote, contrary, this is Pamela Carlin speaking now, the law professor. Contrary to what President Trump has said, she says, Article 2 of the Constitution does not give him the power to do anything he wants, testified Pamela Carlin, a professor at Stanford Law School. Quote, the Constitution says there can be no titles of nobility. So while the president can name his son Barron, he can't make him a baron, unquote. This wisecrack drew a strongly worded clapback from Trump's 2020 campaign. Quote, only in the minds of crazed liberals is it funny to drag a 13-year-old child into the impeachment nonsense, unquote, read a statement from campaign spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany. She's wonderful, by the way. Quote, Pamela Carlin thought she was being clever and going for laughs, but she instead reinforced for all Americans, real Americans, unlike Ms. Carlin, real Americans. I inserted that. That's not McEnany's verbiage. She reinforced for all Americans that Democrats have no boundaries when it comes to their hatred of everything related to President Trump. And I would expand upon that, their hatred for everything related to us, real Americans. The statement in turn invoked the son of former Vice President Joe Biden, who, by the way, is not a 13-year-old. Although he acts like a 3-year-old, he's, what, 50, about 50 years old? The statement in turn invoked the son of former Vice President Joe Biden, whom Trump and other Republicans have repeatedly called on to testify in the impeachment hearings. Quote, this is now Kayleigh McEnany said this, quote, Hunter Biden is supposedly off limits, according to liberals, but a 13-year-old boy is fair game. Disgusting, end quote. Beautiful, beautiful. That was one of the highlights today. I don't have the Matt Gaetz lit into her. Okay, here it is. The statement additionally calls for Democrats to immediately repudiate Carlin and demand an apology to the first family. Damn right. We're waiting. Republican Florida Representative Matt Gaetz, who sits on the committee, also jumped to the Trump family's defense, scolding Carlin, quote, when you try to make a little joke out of referencing Barron Trump, that does not lend credibility to your argument. It makes you look mean and like you're attacking someone's family, the minor child of the President of the United States. That's right. Damn right, Pamela Carlin. And what a face. What a smirk. Let's go to our callers here. Let's go to some of the beautiful people in this audience. We've got Nancy in California. We've got Kenny in Louisiana. Let's start with you, Nancy. How are you doing tonight?
I love you. You are a great man. I have something to say here. I know we've gone kind of...
Nancy? Could I give you the private line phone number for to my wife?
And just no, share it's not that kind of love. Remember the Greek word? There are three kinds of love. It's not that kind of love. Your wife doesn't need to worry.
No. So. I'm not. No, I know. But please, if you could tell my wife that about me. Thank you very much.
Know that already? I'm very surprised if she doesn't know already.
I think she does. I think she does. But I'm just being silly. And
no, you
now
are.
I interrupted your thought. I apologize. She's downstairs. Maybe she. I don't think she's. My studio's upstairs here, and she's downstairs with the kids. Okay. But go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. So. I don't know if you've ever paid attention to True News. Are you aware or familiar with them at all?
Say the name again.
True News.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I'm not totally up on it.
Okay, well, just a few days ago, a friend sent me a link of a video they did about this fiasco, this farce that they're, this pretense that they have going on against our president. And it's entitled, and I know we've talked about this, but this is just another confirmation in my mind. This video was entitled Jew Coup. And it went over, they were reading Israeli publications talking about how many of these people running this sham, like Schiff, are Jews.
Well, now let me thank you for raising that question. And let me address it forthrightly here. And Kelso is not shy on this question. Some of the biggest patriotic heroes in this country on our side are Jews. Mark Levin is one that comes to mind immediately. So I'm very, I love his work. I love him. You love me. I love him. And but it was on the subject of you could say Jewish chutzpah. The hearing today was mind-boggling. Professor Carlin is Jewish. Professor Feldman is Jewish. Professor, let me try to remember his name, the third guy, he's Jewish. Adam Schiff is Jewish. Jerry Nadler is Jewish. The attorney for Nadler for the committee named Eisner, or maybe it was Eisen, he's Jewish. And so I'm sitting there watching my TV and I'm going, wait a minute. There's got to be somebody that's not Jewish somewhere in my country. How can this be? How can this be? Now, this is chutzpah, folks. Now, by the way, these are left-wing Jews. Mark Levin is as disgusted with them as I am. And you are. So
yeah,
is there...
Anybody?
So, but here's the important thing to do. Here's the important thing, Nancy. I'm an equal opportunity hater. I hate left wingers. I hate communists. I hate anti-Americans. I hate the enemies of our people. I hate the New York Times. I hate the Washington Post. I hate CNN. I hate them all equally. I don't have a special hatred for their enemies of our people. Who are Lutherans, Protestants, Catholics, Jews, black, white, and every other color and persuasion. But a mistake that has been made, and this is very important, that our movement, our patriot movement, not be perceived as being hating people because they're a particular race or religion. Very important that we not give that, first of all, that we not do it in reality, and then B, that we not be perceived that way. And because if we are perceived that way, we lose all possibility of winning. So there are people, I'm an expert on this, I know who and what I'm talking about. There are people who will never, who have, not only have they themselves exiled themselves from any influence on American history, good influence, by being perceived that way, but they have also made it hard for people like Donald Trump. He doesn't hate anybody because of their race or religion. He doesn't dislike them for that. He is also an equal opportunity hater. He hates people for hating America. He hates people, and I can't put words in his mouth or speak for him. I'll say he dislikes them. He's not real fond of the enemies of our people. Put it that way. I'm safe on those grounds. So, the problem, Nancy, is that if you and I do a radio show where we go on and on and on about this Jewish guy, that Jewish guy, this Jewish guy, that Jewish guy, our people say, well, Nancy and Kelso, they're real anti-Semites. And they tune me out if they perceive me that way. So you don't want to be, we want to win. It's very important to win. And Donald Trump understands that. So we have to be perceived as what? People who love our people, love our country. If there are other people who are not, and also we're nationalists. It's okay to be proud of our people. It's okay for me to say that Washington is my second cousin. He is. It's okay to say that I'm a grandson of Robert De Bruce. It's okay. I am. And I'm proud of that. I'm not a grandson of, African king in Nigeria. I'm not a grandson of some Chinese emperor. So I'm not proud of that because I am. That's not who I am. I am a cousin of Donald Trump through his mother. But so it's okay to be proud of our people. It's okay. It's wonderful. It's a way to win. That's what I want to say. So yes, this hearing today was incredibly packed. It was a packed jury of left-wing Bolshevik Jews. And they did, it would be just as disgusting if they were Lutherans. But it was remarkable today that the Nadler Schiff show couldn't find a Protestant or Catholic law professor in the United States that they wanted to hear from today. But go ahead, Nancy. Oh, we lost her. Okay. Anyway, that was a good question, folks. And I no dodging of that question for me. It's very important to me. Part of the Trump phenomenon, one of the things that Donald Trump has done that's a winning thing to do. Nobody can accuse Kelso of being like a limp-wristed I don't say what I think or I don't get angry. No, I do. And and my opinions are strong and I don't hold back. So, but Trump has come up with and Trump gets angry. He has come up with a way to win. And as I am so, this man is a winner. And he's teaching us how to win. We're not teaching him. When I say we, people in the tiny little parts of a patriot movement that have failed utterly for more than half a century did not teach him anything. They didn't elect him to the presidency. Donald Trump made it on his own, and he sparked something in our people. And he's building a movement now that can win. It's built on the right principles. Where it's not perceived, he's not perceived by real Americans as a hater or a hateful person. He isn't. So anyway, I could go on and on and on about this question. It is very central. And thank Nancy for raising it. Let's go to Kenny in Louisiana. Kenny, what's on your mind? Come in, Kenny. May have lost Kenny. We lost Kenny. Okay. Well, the lines are 800-313-9443. This show gets lots of calls, so never really a shortage of calls. And I love you folks out there in the audience. I love your thinking. I love your questions. Kenny, you're back. Great. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yeah, Kenny, you're on the air. You're talking to millions of people right now.
Okay. Hi,
coast
James.
To coast and around the world at ships, on ships at sea. Ladies and gentlemen, in your millions, it's time. It's the Kenny Show. You're on the air, Kenny.
Hey, you brought up the subject of your second cousin tonight. You know, he lost a lot of battles, but he stuck it out to the end and won.
That's
right. His generals were running to the Congress behind his back trying to work other things out. but he didn't let that get him down. He also was a great leader because he was able to get his men to do things that the normal men wouldn't. And the reason I'm saying this is because of the way Trump's handling things. He's the same way.
Yes.
He had, you know, Thomas Paine's common sense. You know, he had that read to all his troops to inspire them. And that's something, you know, it says, if this makes me a rebel, let me be a rebel.
Yes.
When his men, toward the end of the revolution, his men didn't want to sign back up. And he offered them all $10. And that was, you know, that's a lot of money back then if they wouldn't sign up. Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong, because you're probably more on this. I learned a lot of this weekend. But anyway.
You've got good history. You've got good history. And something I want to connect with my scorn. I want to connect, Kenny, with my scorn for Carlin and Feldman. Some of those people at Valley Forge, some of them that died and some that survived that winter, were my ancestors. My grandparents, my blood ancestors were there at Valley Forge.
Yes, sir.
And so this and this is true of us American people. This is our country. And when we talk about making America great again, what does again refer to? Well, it refers to all the agains in our history, the wonderful times that we remember, that Donald Trump remembers as a boy in Queens in the 1950s. It was a wonderful place. It was even a great place to grow up. It refers to the great America of Charles Lindbergh's times in the 1930s. It refers to the wonderful times of Theodore Roosevelt in the turn of the century. The wonderful times of Thomas Jefferson, of Lewis and Clark, Meriwether Lewis, my ancestor, Meriwether Lewis. So Mrs. Carlin or Miss Carlin or whatever you are, transgender Carlin, I don't know what you are. These are my people and my history, not yours. Don't you lecture me about, and don't you act morally superior to me and draw your $250,000 or maybe more salary there at Stanford and look down your nose at me. We've had enough of this. We don't want it anymore. This is our country. We're going to run it our way by our traditions. We're going to make it great again. Now, go ahead, Kenny. I'm chopping you off there. I apologize. Go ahead. The microphone is yours.
Well,
millions are listening.
My family was there fighting with your family back then. My family fought in the revolution. And, you know, if they believed enough in it to make it what it is today, look at this great country we have. My goodness, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves for not fighting like they do. I don't mean grab our guns, but I mean stand up for what's right. Stand up for what our family believed. And, you know,
they were freezing.
Even George Washington, he had a third of the people that were wanting to stay British. He had a third that wanted to be a new America. And he had a third that didn't want to do a damn thing. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
You're right.
He stuck it out. And that's where we are today. We got Donald Trump is, if you kind of compare him to George Washington, he's following in his footsteps. I mean,
yes, he is.
What else can we say? What else can we say?
Yes, and let me put an exclamation mark on what Kenny just said. And this might be a kind of a closing thought in today's show. So, Kenny, not only is Donald Trump reminiscent of George Washington, I believe that the fight that Donald Trump is leading, he is our commander in the saddle. And by the way, one of the similarities between Washington and Trump, military historians have said that one of the reasons Napoleon won so many battles and Washington, he didn't win so many, but he was able to stay through the war, and Robert E. Lee. All three men were great horsemen who could stay in the saddle longer than their enemies. So Donald Trump is in a battle. He's leading our battle. And I believe that the battle that Donald Trump is leading is even greater, even more important than that of George Washington. And so you and I, Kenny, we're not freezing in Valley Forge, but we are enduring our hardships today. And there may be more there, we may have some severe hardships coming, Kenny, kind of like Valley Forge. We'll remember your words when those come. And our leader, Donald Trump, is encouraging us to not give up.
Yeah, we'll stand right behind him, won't we?
We sure will.
Pull up our britches and say, yes, sir, we're here with you. What do you need?
And absolutely.
That's what we'll do. James, have a good evening.
Kenny, thank you very much. And hey, whenever you want this radio show, it's yours. You're better than I am.
No, I'm not. Thank you, sir.
All right, folks, we're going to kind of run out of time here in just a minute. So let me see. We never even got great guns, great balls of fire. I never even got to Donald Trump's Twitter account. What am I doing? I'm losing it. Let me just update here and see if there's there must have been some great tweets today that I haven't seen yet. Oh man, what a leader. He quotes Greg Stube. Isn't this amazing? That clip we gave you of Greg Stube of Florida. Hey, the president just tweeted it out. And that's wonderful. That was one of the highlights today. There were others, some great things. Here's another one he tweets. I'm going to have to go listen to these after the show tonight. And what a moment this is. Just he's got the tweets of the great moments here. I didn't see this yet today, so I'm seeing it now. We'll share some of it with you tomorrow. Here we are. Did I say the date? Today's December the 4th. So we've got a Trump rally coming up, I believe, on December 10th in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Not too far from Valley Forge, eh? And if you've never been to Valley Forge, you want to do that. Those were real men and real women. And so we're measured against a high mark. But I think we will be measured, won't we? It's not going to be a hayride. But our movement's going to stick together and stick with our leader. Let's see what else he's got. He's just got a whole day here of incredible tweets. He did wonderfully at the NATO summit in London. Just wonderful. Gave Angela Merkel the spanking that she needed badly. Gave Emmanuel Macron any smarter spanking, which he needed even more. I love it when he turned to Macron. He said, how would you like to have some ISIS fighters? You can have all you want. Thanks, folks. We'll see you again tomorrow night right here in the Trump Clubhouse. So long.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.